This is RÚV English Radio with Darren Adam, daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.
Hello, it's RÚV English Radio. My name's Darren Adam. Thanks very much for your company today. I've come to one of the many art museums and many art galleries in the capital here in Gjörðastadir. And I'm back with Becky Forsyth, whom we last spoke to sometime last year, wasn't it?
Yeah, now some intercept.
You are curating a new exhibition that's about to launch as we have our conversation. By the time you hear the conversation, it will have opened, but you can hear it's being set up at the moment here at the museum. The exhibition is a group exhibition that explores the role of women artists in shaping the art scene here in Iceland. It's called Swell, and it covers a lot of ground, doesn't it?
It does. It's quite a large project. It's the third edition of a research project that the Reykjavik Art Museum has been hosting for 3 years. So for the last year, I've held the position of researcher and curator of this specific exhibition and a publication. And my interest was in exploring the sort of the swell of energy that followed the 1970s into the 1980s, you know, when second wave feminism was really universally making big changes happen, and interested in looking at some of the figures. Of course, it's not possible to look at all of them that were actively, you know, making advancements during this period and contributing to, you know, paving their own ways and participating in important artist-led initiatives, in self-led exhibitions and publishing, and sort of changing the way that institutions were thinking about women's art at the time.
I think historically it's quite clear that in Iceland there was a confidence about feminism in the 70s and into the early 80s, with of course the women's strike and with of course the election of the first democratically elected head of state in President Vigdis in 1980. Does that confidence show up in the art of the time, do you think?
I would say so. I think this, of course, the mid to late 1970s were very active and a lot of experimentation. And then into the 80s, you see women really advancing further with the media that they're selecting, experimenting with new technologies, and really stepping out into the world to claim space, you know, acknowledge their own presence and really take hold of that future, I think.
And is there a theme or sense of cohesiveness that runs through the work of the time?
I think a lot of it has to do with identity and of course, from the Icelandic position, but we see themes of the environment and the body, and of course, exploring different materials. One thing that I sort of went into this thinking about was that there was a network that had formed quite organically. And I was maybe a bit too quick to think that everyone was a part of it, because what has been revealed is that not everyone was the part of the same network.
Okay.
Although there's many connections between all types of participants here in this exhibition, for example. But I would say here, this is sort of a vast representation of some of the women who were active at the time, and not necessarily because they were working together, but they crossed over in some of their actions also.
Well, like I say, the exhibition is being set up as we have our conversation. When you hear this, it will have opened. So I'm just going to randomly, I guess, alight on a couple of works which have been installed. We start here with four images, four panels. We've got a man's suit next to it looks like a 1970s telephone and a fountain pen, and then three men's shirts. And this work from
Svala Sigurleifsdóttir, it's called Dómur Parísar.
I mean, my interpretation of that is it's showing what was expected of women, that they were in charge of looking after how the men looked.
Yeah, you could maybe read it in that way. I think it definitely has to do with certain ideas around domestic roles, but also if you notice on the shirt collars, there's different names, Athena, Aphrodite, and obviously calling upon, you know, a female power that is maybe newly reconsidering the role of women in the domestic realm and in terms of relations to one another.
Where else would you want to take us in terms of the works that have been installed already?
Well, throughout the exhibition, there's different, I wouldn't say different rooms, but of course each artist has their own place. For example, this is a work by Runa Þorkelsdóttir, The Birth of an Island.
So we've got 7 by 9, I think, panels, and on each of them a similar but not identical representation of trees and ferns and greenery.
And then there's a text that appears that is descriptive of a becoming sort of theory or the shaping of land. This is also a book work and, you know, was shown in Ísafjörður during the 80s. And it is quite characteristic of her, you know, print works that often appear as wallpapered spaces.
Yeah. As you say, not different rooms, but different zones, I guess, is what you feel as you walk through here, because some of the panels are large enough, some of the walls are large enough to create the sense that you're walking through different zones.
Yeah, exactly. So here we're walking past the works by Harpa Björnsdóttir and Brynhildur Þorgeirsdóttir. There's more Runa works. Here are works by Gertla that some have been shown before, but for example, we have a work that's never been shown in Iceland that is exciting to have the opportunity to show. Her practice, of course, acknowledges the history of textile practices of her foremothers. But in this period, she's definitely thinking about ways to push the material further and experiment with it.
Talk us through this, because on various podiums here, we've got different forms of fabric and different ways of them being arranged, many of them in a cube style.
Yeah, so this work is an interpretation of different personalities. And originally the intention was that the viewer would touch the work and experience it in that way. We're not going to allow that here now, but
tempting though.
Yeah, it is very tempting.
It looks very tactile.
Yeah, it's very, very. Some of the forms are very sensual. Some are very hard with, you know, wire and different fabrics or materials. And each of these sculptures are a representation of a personality, perhaps a lover or a loved one, or an experience of someone that the artist is reflecting on and conveying in a different way.
And now in 2025, as we look at the broad spread of all of this work from female artists over the years, in 2025, what state would you say art made by females is in Iceland?
Well, I think it's not uncommon to where things are internationally, because we see a lot of publications coming out, a lot of research, a lot of exhibitions that are acknowledging the voids that exist in specific histories and collections. And I think in this case, in Iceland, there's been, you know, a lot of work done towards acknowledging and not necessarily filling in the holes, but readdressing certain voids in collections and the art history that's been published. So one of the main goals in this project was really to open up this dialogue as a starting point and to rely quite heavily on developing a network with these women on conversations and visits and interviews, because I think it's very important that women, and most certainly here in Iceland, have the opportunity to share their own art histories through their own voices. And so I guess, yeah, I would say that it's similar to what's taking place internationally.
There are some beautiful, striking works here. It's definitely worth looking at. I've had a sneak preview, of course. I've not seen the whole thing, but everything is to be installed and ready for Saturday. By the time you hear this conversation, the exhibition will be ready for you to view, and it's running until May.
Yes.
Becky, thanks very much. I think we're going to come back at some point. Hopefully we'll have time to do this before the exhibition concludes in May and get a sense of how it's going. Maybe speak to some of the artists too.
Yeah, that would be wonderful. I think they'd have a lot of interesting information to share.
For sure. Becky, thanks very much indeed. Becky Forsyth is the curator of this exhibition. A link to that on the page accompanying this show from RUV English Radio. My name is Darren Adam, and you can get in touch anytime. We're english@ruv.is.
There is more from RUV English, with all the news from Iceland in English at ruv.is/English. RÚV English Radio is a daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.